Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We want to know what you are thinking about this weekend between the Packers and Washington. And based on just some initial responses on Twitter, more of you are already thinking about the Chicago Bears rather than the game this weekend. The Packers do have a game this weekend. It's at home. It's against Washington. They are not that good of a football team. Now, they're 3-9. They do have something to play for, guys, because the NFC East is bad. I mean, if we were 3-9 and the leader of the NFC North was 6-7, you could absolutely bet we would be firing up the playoff bandwagon. So I'm sure they're doing the same in Washington, but this is not a good football team. Our Radio.com sports analytic department says defensively, they suck. They're 26th against the pass. They're 24th against the run. Offensively, they're not much better. 18th passing offense, 25th rushing offense, 30th when it comes to the defensive line, 30th in the red zone where the Packers excel defensively. This, Chuck, is not a good football team that the Packers have against Washington. That's why the spread is nearly 2 touchdowns.
But Aaron Rodgers is also the best quarterback in NFL history, passer rating-wise, best in NFL history in December home games. How about that?
Wow.
So, that coupled with how the Redskins aren't very good, I don't think we're going to see a
Did your homework last night. That's a stat, my man.
Well, you know,
crazy.
That's been an ongoing stat for Rodgers because he's been good for that long. Also, I don't think you'll see a Minneapolis miracle in Green Bay this weekend with Case Keenum.
Well, he's not playing.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
You're not going to see a Minneapolis miracle this weekend in Green Bay.
Yeah, because Alex Smith is the starter.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Joe Theismann.
It's actually...
Hoskins.
Oh, no. Who is the other guy? Doug Williams is playing.
I was thinking of Theismann.
This weekend.
Doug, he was the MVP of the Super Bowl in the 80s, 86, I want to say.
It's Rex Grossman.
God. Heath Shuler.
Remember when the Packers played the... Congressman Heath Shuler.
Yeah.
The Packers played the Redskins in the playoffs a couple years ago, and everybody thought Kirk Cousins was better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Not so. And then Rodgers went there and destroyed him.
Absolutely destroyed him. But Washington comes here. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. We want to know how you guys are feeling about this matchup this weekend. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can come and tell us to our face because we are at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha. It is the 13th annual charity toy drive. We are trying to get as much and as many toys as we can for Children's of Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. We want to thank our friends Direct Drive Logistics, Direct Drive Express. We want to thank our friends at Krepke Trucking. We want to thank Lincoln Contractors Supply, CarStar of Milwaukee, and all the work that Brenda has done for us. Eagle Disposal as well. Everybody that's been involved, especially want to thank those guys. So it's been a great week, but we need more today. I mean, we need to pass last year's total so we can continue to bring the smiles that we've been to these kids so that they can have toys, so that kids that don't have toys this holiday season. I mean, think of growing up. I mean, I'm so spoiled. I told you the story about my Mike Sherman sweater vest, how I cried when I didn't get that, and my parents went out and got it for me. Look, I didn't grow up on the rich side of Fond du Lac, okay? I grew up on the mean city streets.
You weren't on Country Club Lane?
No, I was on East Follett, my man. Okay,
I was
just a stone's throw from the train tracks.
I always thought Follett was like, how come it wasn't La Follett?
Oh, for Bob La Follette?
Well, La Follette's a big, yes, there's a big name in Wisconsin.
No, no, no. Just Follette Street. So okay. I grew up, but my parents still always made sure that we had a nice Christmas and nice toys. Now, there's some kids that don't have that afforded to them, and there's some kids that are in the hospital for Christmas. Gosh, I couldn't even imagine. I'm crying when I don't get the one of the 19 toys that I want. There's some kids that are in the hospital for Christmas, so that's why we're doing this week. That's why we need you guys to come on out here, 6th and Rawson, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. It's the final day. There is no tomorrow. It's the final day, and we need you. Cash donations, toy donations. We need you today.
Okay, well, I was telling you, Case Keenum, there's not going to be a Minneapolis miracle. But according to the AP story, he has been mimicking Rodgers in practice this week for the Redskins. His cadence at the line of scrimmage, his calls. He's been their scout quarterback for the Redskins this week as the Redskins are preparing for Green Bay.
Eli Manning was Rodgers a week ago
for the
Giants, and earned him a start on Monday night.
And so who knows if Case Keenum gets in this game or not.
Case Keenum ain't getting in this game. It's Dwayne Haskins as your quarterback. Now, look, I'm not no Washington fan, okay? And some people, for some reason, are. They're losers. I'm not going to pretend I know everything about the Washington Redskins. When you think of this Redskins football team, what do you think of?
Joe Theismann.
This 2019 team.
This team?
Because remember, this is a team that fired their coach.
Yep.
Bill Callahan.
Bill Callahan is
the
now
former Badger
assistant. Yeah. What this team, I think of a team that just has been stumbling and fumbling for years.
They've got like 30 running backs, and 28 of them are injured.
But look at the coaches. They even tried to bring back Joe Gibbs a few years ago. And they've run through their share of coaches over the years. And, of course, another hire they'll be doing coming up in January. But the running game was somewhat impressive, I guess, against Carolina this week. But I don't think, Adrian Peterson's on this team. Oh, my gosh. No.
Darius Geis had a nice game.
I think Haskins is growing as a quarterback.
Sure.
A long way to go. But other than that, there's not a lot to that team. But I was stunned at when they got down against Carolina last weekend that they were able to rally and go ahead by two touchdowns. Almost blew it at the end, but they hung on and they looked like they were blitzing more in that game than they normally. I haven't seen a lot of Redskins football, but it's, man, they're sure coming at the quarterback a lot. Kyle Allen.
As Ryan Wood said yesterday, and we'll talk to him at 8:35, our Green and Gold Insider, they're so bad that if you lose to them, your coach gets fired, as Ron Rivera got fired after that game from Carolina. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Doug is in St. Francis. Dougie, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a couple of weeks since I've talked to you. I don't know if you recall chastising me when I said the Niners over the Packers was the biggest lock of the year in the NFL. But anyway, I'll give you my prediction.
We would never do that to you.
You even
Doug,
played a
we
song.
Both said that the Niners would beat the Packers by double digits.
Yeah, we were the ones who were wrong.
Or no.
Oh boy.
We said the Packers.
We said the Packers were going to win by double digits.
I was trying to lie.
Oh.
Yes.
Make us look better.
Yes.
Oh.
Because we were. Tuck,
anyway, everybody gets lucky once in a while. But, hey, I look at it this way. The, NFL teams typically, right, if you've got anything to work with, get better as the season progresses. I see the Redskins getting better. I see the Bears getting better. I don't see the Packers getting better as a team. In fact, I look at their defense being 28th in the league. So here's what the Packers need to do to win. They're going to need to outscore this team because I think we're going to get gashed on the run. Obviously, turnovers are always a big deal in a game, but if we play a big game, I think, or play a clean game, I think we'll win, but it's not going to be a runaway. I wouldn't expect more than a, 8 to 10 point win at the most for the Packers. So it's not going to be easy. And you guys think that the Bears are going to be easy. They've got this game circled. They're going to have, 10 days off before they play the Packers? This is their playoff game. So I'm predicting a Bears win next week.
Okay,
in Lambeau.
No, I'm not going to go that far. I don't think the Bears game is going to be easy.
Thanks, Doug.
I think, Bart, you thought so. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you think, and that's 2 weeks from now. But this game coming to Washington, I think it is going to, I agree with him. I think it is going to be a close game. Not that I don't think Green Bay and Washington are on the same terms, but I can see Green Bay coming down a couple of notches and Washington, again, what they did in Carolina and the way they've won, they got a little mojo going. I could see them coming in there, running the football, and maybe keeping the game close. If I was going to bet this game, I'd take Washington plus the 13.
No, I would take the Packers because I think this is going to be a game similar to Sunday's game. I think the Packers, you know, it's probably going to be close for a while. Mm-hmm. And at halftime, they might only be up three.
I like Green Bay on the money line.
Or the Packers. Well, yeah, I did too. The Packers could be down at halftime. You guys are going to go crazy. And the Packers will win. The better team is going to win this football game. So don't I won't worry about that. With the Bears, I think the Packers will win that game, but that might be a close one. Mitch Trubisky will take what you give him. So if the Packers come and play a little soft zone like they did against the Giants, yeah, Mitch Trubisky's going to have 280 yards and three scores. If you play defense on Mitch Trubisky, then he's going to be bad. So just play defense, and you'll win that game. In this game, you know, the phrase roll out the helmets, we say like every 2 days here, more than that on the station. Just play. You're the better team. Go in there and win. You're the better team. Whether you win by 8 points or 30 points or 15 points or 2 points, who cares? Better team's going to win this game.
You know, you talk about Packer fans going crazy. They'll go up crazy if Washington goes up 3-0 in that game. If Washington gets the opening drive, takes it down, and Mark Mullen hits a chip shot field goal, they'll put it up 3-0.
Chip Lowenmiller, what was his name?
Chip Lowenmiller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, but I think of Redskin kickers. I don't think of Mosley.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Randy, who was out here earlier this week with a donation, we thank him for that. Again, we need your donations today. We are behind where we thought we would be at this point. So more toys, more cash coming out here. Six and Rawson in Oak Creek. He says, I'm going to the game Sunday. I was not feeling that great about it. Figured the Pack would struggle to win. But after Chuck's stat of the day, Rodgers, the best QB all-time rating in home games in December. I'm feeling a lot better about it. Giddy up. That's from our boy Randy, who, again, was out here earlier this week.
Randy, I'm glad you're paying attention to something the good old Freems has got to say because he's been dropping nuggets like that for years, and I'm glad you caught it.
Well, drop me another nugget in case I have a problem with my nuggets.
Well, if you do, Blue Chew will be sure to help you out. I'll help you out and give you a good offer here in just a second. Blue Chew offering men a performance.
I'm a little more chicken nugget than chicken finger, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. That's not for me to know, but that's a little bit more information I need to know, actually. Blue Chew offering men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. When you like to last a little longer, go a few extra rounds. Blue Chew, chewables that have the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You go to BlueChew.com. You work with their physicians on there. You go to BlueChew.com, and those physicians will work with the dosage and find the right dosage and active ingredients that is best for you because they're going to ask you some questions, and you give them some honest answers. You go back and forth. Everything checks out. You'll be ready to go. It just takes only a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, these chewables will be prescribed online quickly and sent to your office and sent to your home, wherever, in discreet packaging right to your door. Now, here's the offer I was telling you guys about. Here's the great deal. Visit BlueChew.com today. Your first order is free. How do you get the order free? Use the promo code Chuck. Yes, BlueChew. BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. I was out to eat at the Q Club yesterday and last night after our little deal in Waukesha at Blaine's, and guy writing back at me says, Chuck Freeman, Blue Chew. Hey, I'm glad you associated me with a product. BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. Pay the $5 in shipping, and that's it. BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. Chew it and do it with Blue Chew.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries at 105.7 FM. The Fan on Twitter, 414-799-1250. You can hit us up there. We're talking Packers, Washington coming up this weekend. We are at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. And this is the final day we'll be here. This is our 13th annual toy drive. We're trying to get as many donations today as we can. You guys have come up. We've seen a lot of you. I mean, I don't want to discredit anybody in any way that's come with anything, because every donation is appreciated. Guy drove out of his way just to come over here, just drop off one toy. That was a weird toy, though. That was an Elmo. Well, it was Cookie Monster, but it looked like a blue Elmo.
No, it was Cookie Monster.
Yeah, it was weird.
Just remember, C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me.
You were singing the song
off
air.
C is for Cookie. That's good enough to me. For me, Cookie, Cookie, Cookie starts with C.
C is for Charlie Freems.
You got it,
player. That's what I teach my kid. We got Perkins here. They just dropped off some food, so we want to thank them again. But, yeah, it doesn't matter how big the donation is. We just want to see as many of you guys that we can see as possible. At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Jeremiah just came by, did a couple podcasts with him. the Unknown Packers podcast. That's a good little operation they've got going there. You can check that out. We recorded that at Black Husky Brewing down in River West, and so that was a good time, and they let me have a few while I was down there, of course, so that's why I went. Just pay me beer. He dropped off $50, and we're talking about someone that he knew in the children's hospital that has cancer. I can't – how do kids – how kids get cancer? That is so wild and terrible. I see my little kid. He's 4 months old now. I couldn't – like, how – I don't even – I've got a friend. How do you have cancer as a kid? I can't believe that it's a thing, but yeah. It is. And these kids have to deal with these problems that they should – like, it just robs them of their childhood, too. So we're just trying – any toy you can get them, any – because – gosh, how many toys did we play with growing up? And, you know, I couldn't even think of being 10. And what would my life be like if I was in a hospital half the time? So that's what we're trying to do is just bring some sort of a childhood to these kids that are dealing with this awful plight.
Yeah, I mean, you look at your kid. I look at my 8-year-old, and he's healthy. Although he did spend some time in children's when he was a baby. I look at that, and then, you know, you and I make the trip over to the children's hospital next week like we did last year. And, you know, you see some of these kids, and you feel horrible for them. And you like to make things better for them, and this, you know, in a way, maybe shines a little light in their life by giving them some toys and all that. But, my gosh, these kids are going through lots of pain, needles. Nobody wants to be probed and prodded and have needles stuck in them every day. But some of these kids are, and it's sad when we see that because you walk away from that and you think, God, you feel bad for those kids. You just want to stay there with them.
You know what's always cool is when we saw this last night in Waukesha, a young kid came who had spent time at Children's, and they remember getting a toy from the toy drive. So every year they make sure to donate a bunch of toys to the toy drive. So that's always great to see. We are here, 6 and Rawson in Oak Creek, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. It's the final day for our toy drive to benefit Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. 414-799-1250, your thoughts on Packers Redskins this weekend. Johnny in Franklin, who we saw down here yesterday. John, thanks again for your donation. How are you today, my man?
Hi, John.
Hey guys, I'm doing great. And to your point, years ago I used to make deliveries into Children's Hospital. And you know, for listeners out there that are debating about coming down, make the extra effort, because nothing is more sobering than seeing a child strapped up to a bunch of machines stuck in a bed. Okay, make the effort, because what that little effort you make could well put a smile on a child's face, change a day or a week. It's worth it. Make the effort. And that's why everyone has contributed. And that's why you guys are there and all the sponsors. It's such a great cause. And it's what the season is about. Feeling good about making a difference, a positive difference.
All right, John, now talk crap about the Redskins.
Don't tell me you're worried. No, I'm not losing sleep about it. But I don't think it's going to be a blowout. They do run the ball well. We don't defend the run well. So I think at the end of the day, it's going to end up being a 10-12-point win. I'm just looking this week. I'm not too worried about the offense. Maybe the running game will return. Rodgers will stitch it together with kind of a makeshift receiving core. But I want to see more than just 55 flying around out there. I want to see this defense start, like I think a previous caller mentioned it. Let's start seeing some improvement. It's like this team is kind of treading water. Let's go out there, make some improvements, fly around, get fired up, and let's get prepped up for the game against the Bears, because I want to see Trubisky running for his life.
Yeah, these next couple of weeks before they play Minnesota, these are two home games that they should win. There's no doubt that they should win these games. And I just think the Packers are one of those teams that can beat the bad teams, like the Giants last week, the Redskins. And, the Bears aren't bad. They're just not good. Okay, they're average. They're an average team. So the Packers should win games like this. And, yeah, I do think it's going to be closer. But, I think if the Redskins do stick with them on Sunday, Bart, I think Monday people come in here and they'll be all worried that this team isn't playoff ready and all that. But the Packers are what they are, and if the Redskins stick with them, I don't expect the Packers to win this game 44-0. They could, but it might be a hard-fought game.
They're not going to lose. Okay, if they lose, we've got problems, and we'll deal with that next week. But the Redskins are not a good football team, And when you think of the Redskins this year, what maybe do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Ah, maybe Adrian Peterson, or you know that Darius Geis had a nice week last week, scored a couple of touchdowns. So you're going to say their running game. Oh, they got a good running game. Mm-hmm. Do they? 20th in the league, 99 yards per game. That's below average. And you want to talk about the rest of this team? Listen to some of these stats. They average 163 yards passing per game.
Bad.
Doesn't matter who the quarterback is, whether it was Colt McCoy earlier or Case Keenum earlier or Dwayne Haskins. 163 yards passing per game. That is last in the league. Dead last. So add that up with the rushing yards. That's 262 yards per game. Dead last. They score 14.4 points per game. Dead last. This team is no good. And we shouldn't be at the point where we're all worried. Oh, they're not. They're no good. The Packers are going to win. We all know that. That's why nobody cares. That's why you're going to watch Ravens-Bills on Sunday. That's why you're going to watch Niners-Saints on Sunday. Yeah. You know the Packers are going to win this game. Now, will it be by 4 points? Could they struggle a little bit? Maybe. Will it be by only 6 points and you're not going to feel good that they can beat the Saints because they only beat the Redskins by six? Maybe. But this is not a winning football team. They are 3-9. They're on a second head coach of the season. They are a disaster. They're no good. And plus, the one thing that beats the Packers, doesn't matter who the offense is tight ends. Well, who's the Redskins' tight end right now? Jeremy Sprinkle, because the other dudes that they had.
I think you made that name up. Because nobody's got that last name.
Jordan Reed's been hurt for like 3 years. Yeah. And then Vernon Davis, who you guys won't remember.
Yeah. Why did they draft him?
No, well, the Bill Michaels show was trying to get, they were like pleading to get Vernon Davis to Green Bay.
Why did they draft him instead of A.J. Hawk?
He's hurt. Yeah. Jeremy Sprinkle. So I know tight ends put a ton of yardage on the Packers. That is not going to be the case this weekend. Packers, Redskins coming up. We'll have the postgame show for you afterwards.
Now, I thought Arizona was a bad team, and they were. They looked horrible against the Rams this past week. But Arizona played San Francisco tough. They had the two possessions were in both of those games. They could have beat San Francisco, and I don't think Arizona's any good. And Arizona jumped out to like a 16-17 nothing lead on San Francisco a couple of weeks ago. All I'm saying, too, is, yeah, you still got to go out there and respect the opponent. Washington's not any good. I don't think they're any good, even though they beat Carolina last week. Carolina was a goal line stance away from at least taking Green Bay maybe to overtime. The Packers should win this game.
Got an email live at 105.7 FM, The Fan. This one's from Mark. Mark says, hey, guys, appreciate all the good work. Are you going to be at the toy drive again until 6 o'clock today? As a matter of fact, we are. All of our stations broadcasting live here, Plains Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. He says, Bart, I think that you're being a little too confident about the Washington Redskins. You can't be so overconfident. That's how teams come in and beat you. Mark, I'm just reading the stats. 14 points per game. Stats. 262 yards a game.
How did Carolina, stats. How did Carolina lose?
Those are worse than the league.
How did Carolina lose to them?
I don't know.
See, that's the thing. That's just the... This is the nature of the NFL.
I don't know how they lost.
I know, but and they,
I thought Carolina was going to be decent.
Well,
for a while.
Okay. See, that's your point there. That's what we're trying to tell you here. Is yeah, it could have. We didn't think there was any way Arizona was going to come into Green Bay last year.
No, that was different.
But still, come on. Yeah. No. We all think Green Bay is going to win this game, but. Yeah, the minute you let your guard down against somebody,
okay.
Then it's a fourth quarter game. It's like, oh, you do that better than I do.
What percent chance do the Packers have to beat Washington, honestly? Because I'd say it's 100.
Well, the money line should be a minus 3,000. Yeah. It's only minus 700.
Well, it's then the same that's as, a good way to profit.
It's the same as the Ohio State money line. Ohio State money line is the same as the Green Bay money line.
Yeah, and everyone knows the Badgers are going to get smoked, but then it's like, oh, I don't know. You can't overlook an opponent in the NFL.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, any given Sunday in the NFL, any given Sunday.
It's true.
105.7FMTheFan.com. If you can't get out here to our toy drive, you can donate online. So we've got to get some more people to donate online. Already raised some good money, but again, you'll see that we are short of the goal. And we're just trying to at least match last year's total. We did get some good donations last night. The guys at ABC Audio Video giving $200. Ben dropping in $50. Greg and Vicky W. Who's that?
Well, that sounds like relatives.
That's mom and dad.
Okay.
Throwing a donation in online.
Okay.
So that's less Christmas money that I get.
Well, that's less presents.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right. That's good. That's the present that I wanted
from them.
Have a kid
to die for too this year.
Joe with $50 online. So you can donate online. If you tried going there a little earlier, everything's up and running. You can donate online, 1057fmthefan.com. You can donate online through the end of the day today. You can come drop off toys till 6 o'clock today. Cash donations. We've got dip jars for credit cards. We do this once a year. It's our favorite week of the year because we get to see all of you, but we've got to get the results, and we've got to make sure those kids have toys this holiday season.
You know, that's another thing. You and I, like the Big Show gets out and broadcasts some events. Bill Michaels, you and I in the mornings, you know, we pretty much do our show in the studio.
We're essentially prisoners of our own making.
Yeah, we don't get out much. And, you know, we're not at the, you know, doing the shows from events because of the time of the morning we're on. So, but this is a chance to come out here, and we want to say hi to you, too. Come say hi to you, get your donation, stop off, use the dip jar, as you were saying there, and donate a toy, and love to take a picture with you.
You know, it was cool last night, just a quick aside, I saw this guy, he donated. He says, yeah, I work in Miami, I'm from here. I thought he looked familiar. And he goes, we have a connection. We were in a wedding party together 13 years ago. Oh, my God, it was Jeff, this guy who I was in a wedding party 13 years ago. I remember we had a great time.
I saw the picture, man. You look a lot different.
And then I didn't see this guy again until last night. Maybe I'll share that picture a little later on Twitter.
Do you think you've changed? I mean, like, I look at my high school picture. My high school picture, I have not changed much since my high school. You can look at my high school picture and me today, and you could tell that's me. I think your high school picture, you probably look a lot different. Now,
well,
this picture,
my face was more triangular. I didn't have a beard.
Yeah.
What am I, about 205 right now? I was 150 then.
But I saw a picture of you in lacrosse.
I was chiseled because I swam.
I saw a picture of you when you did TV in lacrosse a few years ago, and you've changed it like in the last 5 years.
Well, I've aged. It's the bottle, Chuck.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. I'll be tapping that bottle when the Badgers are down 21 points in the first quarter. Or do they have more of a shot than we're giving them credit for? Ben Wergel will join us coming up next. It is Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, broadcasting live from the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, is the 13th Annual Toy Drive to benefit Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Vince walking back to his car. Vinny! Doing a little dip jar donation. So good to see you. Can donate cash out here. Again, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. You can use the dip jar with your credit card. You can donate toys. Chuck, you were out. Where were you just now?
Yeah, actually? Brandon, who works in the Visitor's Clubhouse at Miller Park, says, Frames, I see you all the time. I never have a chance to say anything to you. I listen to your show, you guys, every day. But I know you're in there doing work, but I wanted to stop off. He drove in from Germantown today and dropped off a bunch of toys. So thanks a lot, Brandon from Germantown.
So I'm reading some of these donations online, because you can also donate online at 1057fmthefan.com. My parents gave $20. Joe gave $50. David said he also gave to the Children's Hospital on Giving Tuesday because they matched the donation there, and now he gave again today. David, avid listener, loved reading his tweets. He gave $25. I'll let you read the latest donation, who it's from, and what they said right there.
Okay, Chuck Freeman. Got to support the children, player. Chuck Freeman, my parody account. All right. What did he donate there?
20.
$20.
At Cheapskate.
Very good. Boy, Chuck, come on. No. Hey, like we said yesterday, even the change in your car is good. But $20 is $20. It's a toy. Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Mr. Chuck Freeman. Ben Wergel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. They'll be by a little later today. They've got a nice donation. They've been collecting toys, so excited to see those guys a little bit later. Badgers have Ohio State this weekend, of course, in the Big Ten Championship game. Benny, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen.
So NC State, I'm just kidding. Chuck, you talk some football.
What's that?
Oh, I was going to talk basketball, but they beat Marquette.
You got to stop crapping on the Badgers.
I don't care.
You really do. Okay, this game against Ohio State. Give me a couple of areas. that you think that Wisconsin might, I mean, because I know Ohio, we all know Ohio State's loaded, they're heavily favored. In what areas could Wisconsin possibly persevere in this game?
I think they have them in facial hair. That's still unconfirmed, though. I have not gone through the entire roster of Ohio State. Where do they have an advantage over Ohio State?
Anything. Give me any glimmer of hope that I have for this game.
Not quarterback. No. Running back? I don't know. Dobbins is very good.
Offensive line?
I mean, let's say running back.
Yeah, well,
coach? Yeah. Ryan Day's already a better coach. Well, he's also got a great talent.
I mean, Chris is we underestimate Chris. Chris is doing a hell of a job, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, where's one advantage?
I will give Jonathan Taylor a slight edge over J.K. Dobbins, and I will give Paul Chris a slight edge over Ryan Day.
And Ben, if they need a 62-yard field goal, Badgers have a slight edge there with Fond du Lac's very own Zach Hintz.
Yes.
I mean, you look at this Ohio State team, and I've been covering Wisconsin since 2003, and Wisconsin's played some good Ohio State teams over the course of that time frame. They have not played an Ohio State team that I think is this good, and that includes the team that was number one that came to Madison in 2010. That includes the 59-0 game where Ohio State eventually won the national championship later that year. That includes that 2003 team that Matt Shaver had to beat Lee Evans on that big touchdown pass. This is a very talented Ohio State offense, from Dobbins to Justin Fields to their wide receivers. It's a very explosive offense. But defensively, you look at where Wisconsin went wrong last meeting, that 38-0 beating down in Columbus, was they felt they could single block Chase Young. And they felt they could maybe do it with a tight end at times too. And I get their line of thinking that if you single block Chase Young, then you have Abel Bias to block all the other talent that's on that Ohio State defense. And they found out what a tragic miscalculation that is. You need to take your chances and you need to block Chase Young double team. You need to take your chances with single blocks other players. You need to allow Jack Cohn to complete passes at all three levels of the defense, and you do that by protecting him better. There's just a lot of things Wisconsin needs to do much better in this game than they did a little over a month ago, and they need to have Ohio State not play its best brand of football. A lot of things need to go right for Wisconsin to win this game.
We're talking with Rob Reichel earlier this week, Forbes.com, and we talk a lot of Packers with him, but big Badger guy, and so we were talking about this game coming up, and he had said that he's a big guy that wanted to see Graham Mertz play this year, and what his thought was if they went with Mertz from the get-go and played him throughout the season, they wouldn't have any worse of a record than they do now. You think if they play it out, it's a similar situation, or would they look back and say Cone was the right move, get Mertz that year on the bench? I mean, is there any regret that they have for not going with Mertz, do you think?
I don't think there's any regret, no. I don't think that this team would be in any different place if Graham Mertz was the starting quarterback. And, I mean, you look at where the season for Jack Cohn, the season has gone very well for Cohn. I mean, he has played exceptional this year. Now, there's been some games where he's had some hiccups, and certainly the Ohio State game was one of them, where he was 10 of 17 for 108. I think at a QBR of like 13.9 on the college scale. And then the game in the second half against Illinois where he threw a bad interception that ended up leading to Illinois winning that football game. But Cone's numbers this year are quite good. I mean, 2,300 yards, 17 touchdowns, only 4 picks. Very good quarterback ratio. I mean, he's taken care of the ball exceptionally well. He's made the right decisions. He's spread the ball around. I mean, what do we get out of Graham Mertz? We don't know. I mean, he's a young quarterback who's got a very talented arm, a better arm than Cohn, but does he take chances? Does the game move too fast for him? Is there, are there mistakes that Graham Mertz made that Jack Cohn didn't make? I mean, it's purely hypothetical where Wisconsin would be. I think they would be in a similar spot, maybe a game worse. I don't know necessarily if they would be a game better, but either way, they would still be facing a really good Ohio State team tomorrow night and having everything on the line. I think the decision that the staff made to go with Cone and then give Mertz, you know, a couple games here and there while still preserving his red shirt was a plan that they put in place beginning of the year, and I think they're very happy with how it's worked out because Wisconsin is going into this game tomorrow night with all of their goals still in front of them.
Yeah, I just think going to the Rose Bowl, I know people look at it and say, well, it's the Rose Bowl. The Badgers have been to the Rose Bowl. You know, they're not going to the Final Four. When are they going to bust the door down for a Final Four in college football? But to them, I think that winning the Big Ten Championship is still a big deal. Man, if they pulled this off, and Ohio State's going to the Final Four regardless of the outcome of this game on Saturday. So maybe Ohio State is less motivated to win this game.
Yeah, and maybe the overlook factor is there too, to a degree, for Ohio State, because Ohio State just dismantled Wisconsin in the last meet, and maybe they overlooked this Wisconsin team to a degree. It's kind of reminds me maybe a little bit of the 1980 U.S. men's Olympic hockey team, where you played the U.S. plays Russia in New York, or the Soviet Union, I should say, before the games, and they get walloped. And then when they play them with everything on the line, the U.S. team has that confidence. They know what they're getting into, and maybe the Soviet Union overlooks them, and then you pull off this shocking upset. And that's kind of what
Giants-Patriots, too, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of what this situation is. Wisconsin's an 18-point dog. It's the second biggest underdog in all these championship games. Wisconsin knows what they're going to get in Ohio State. I don't think Ohio State has changed that much over the course of the last month plus. They're still a really dynamic football team. Wisconsin knows of all the talent on both sides of the ball. I think Wisconsin is better than where they were a month ago in certain areas, but it's still going to take a near-perfect effort for this team to play well. And I do agree with you, Chuck. And I'll amend what I said, that all their goals are still in front of them. Wisconsin, with a win, cannot get into the top four. I think that would be total chaos would have to happen for that to happen. But Wisconsin can still win the Big Ten. They can still go to the Rose Bowl. And I don't care what fans say, those are still two big deals. To go to Pasadena as the Big Ten champion is still a huge deal. So I think Wisconsin coming very motivated that they have all this on the line and they have a chance to kind of prove to themselves that they can play with Ohio State. They can play with some of the best teams in the country, because that two-game stretch in late October was not them. That was a bad 2 weeks that ended up costing them a spot in playing for the top four tomorrow night.
Ben Wergel, appreciate it. Online, the Badger Nation on Twitter, BadgersInsider.com. Ben, we thank you, and we'll talk to you again. We'll wrap things up with you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Thanks, Benny.
Ben Wergel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll talk Badger hoops with him throughout the season as well, but we'll talk a little football again probably early next week, depending on how this game goes and maybe where things shake out with Ben Wergel. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. They will join us out here a little bit later today with all the toys that they've collected from their locations throughout town, so we look forward to that. It is very apparent that winter weather has set in Wisconsin. You know, like today... Today's, like, if we could get every day like this, winter wouldn't be that big of a deal. And so you think, oh, okay, 30 degrees, I can handle that. It's a little windy. I don't want to be outside too long. Mm-hmm. I can deal with that.
Yeah, but you didn't check next week's forecast. We're down to the teens.
I'm looking at it right now.
We're down to the teens again. So you're
a
back.
High in, of 10 next Wednesday.
You're back in business.
So that's why, you know, we can't change that. So we've got to prepare for it the best that we can. And that's where Sound Decisions comes in. These guys, pros when it comes to sound systems and remote car starters. And since 1972, they've been selling more remote car starters than anybody. They offer the leading brands, the most reliable brands around, competitive pricing, and it really is just a quick installation. Your car doesn't come with one. You get it done. It doesn't take much longer than an hour. They've got a nice waiting area. It's very easy. There's a coffee shop next door. You get somebody drop you off. You've had things installed before. It's very quick is the point of that. Christmas is just 3 weeks away, so how about that for a gift idea? That's a great gift idea. Christmas just a couple of weeks away. Give the gift of warmth this holiday season. Call Sound Decisions today, 262-633-8300, to get yourself set up for a remote car starter that you've been thinking about for yourself or your significant other. For details, check out their Facebook page, their website, brightpinkmailbox.com. That's brightpinkmailbox.com. There's a story around that. They'll let you know. Sound Decisions is where you need to go this winter. I thought yesterday we had the coolest toy. We had a Jeff Blake starting lineup from 1997. Dude just brought a Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Ironically, I bought that for my son 2 years ago, and I thought about one of the last ones.
Go, Pack, go.
And here they are.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're live at the Toy Drive. We'll talk with Zora Stevenson. Talk some Bucks coming up in just a little bit more from the Toy Drive next on The Fan.
You're listening to Chuck and Winkler, broadcasting live from the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek is where we are broadcasting live. It's the final day of our Toy Drive. More donations. You can give donations online at 1057fmthefan.com. Woos with an $80 donation. Woos.
Woozy.
Coach Woos.
Coach Woos.
Amy giving $50. This one says Jeff, a.k.a. Sparky, giving $50. And then we've got a listener here, Andrew, who is just about to head to his shift over at Pato. So I might actually just go with him.
Okay.
But Andrew came by and said, just wanted to say hi. I wouldn't be alive without Children's. And I said, stop talking. Because not because I don't want to hear a story. I want to hear it on the air. I have no idea what you're about to say. But when you say something like that, I mean, that's wow. So tell us, Andrew, thanks for the donation. I know you said you brought some toys and then Starbucks gift card. Because, I mean, there's teens. So think gift cards, iTunes, that kind of stuff, too, for the teens. But, all right, elaborate on that story after
yeah, sure
I was
thing.
So rude to you a second ago.
Yeah, when I was 3 years old, they found out that I had brain tumors and where they were about a golf ball size and where it was located. It was too close to my brainstem for them to completely get the whole thing out. But they said they were working on a new technology, a new tool to be able to get that in the future, but it wasn't quite ready yet. Well, 3 years later, I started having seizures again, went back in. We knew what it was already. And,
so you were 6 at the time.
Yeah, so three to six. Yeah.
You remember that. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's got to be traumatic.
For sure.
So and you go back in.
Yeah, we go back in, and the surgeon says, hey, we got this new tool we were talking about, but we've never used it before. We would like to use it on your son. That's what they said to my parents. And
wow.
It was the only shot to get it all out, and it was supposed to be a 4-hour operation. The surgeon came out in an hour and a half. My parents turned ghost white because...
Oh, sure.
2.5 hours
yeah.
early, and the surgeon said, hey, your son's in recovery. He's going to be fine. And 22 years later, now I'm 28, got a wife and a 7-month-old daughter, and I wouldn't be here without Children's. And I just wanted to say I really appreciate what you guys, past, present, everybody at WSSP, that what you guys do for.
Everything's been fine since. You're all good health and everything.
Yep.
And you said you have a kid?
Yep.
How's he?
She is 7 months old.
Okay.
So she's great. I smile and think about, you know, I think smile and think about it every day that I'm just so lucky to be here, and it's all because of Children's.
You know, that's really cool that, because we were just talking, we had some kids donate yesterday that, so they were at the Children's Hospital and they like to donate, but man, that was, you know, all the advancements in medicine and stuff, and that was now 25 some years ago, and you're the first to use that operation. That we hear that a lot of time. Children's Hospital is able to do things for kids in this area that can't be done in other areas, and you know, they'll fly in here. So the people that I think that do grow up here and live around here, we've got a very valuable resource. And the fact that you're alive right here is like proof of that, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know the surgeon that did the operation. He was kind of responsible for creating the tool. He actually kind of booked it right after I had the surgery and went around the country and around the world just introducing it to different hospitals and places around the world that, you know, this is some new thing and you got to try it.
Yeah, it's amazing. My son, too, there was no place in Wisconsin that was going to be able to do this. My son had to have surgery when he was a kid, small, a baby, and the only place that could do it was Children's of Wisconsin, and we took him there, and it was fantastic. So it's amazing what that place can do.
Well, they really do work miracles, and I know for sure from being there that, you know, a happy kid is definitely it's easier to treat them. It's easier to, you know, give that positive look and get them going in the right direction.
Well, hey, man, glad that you came out here. Thanks for sharing the story. And this is an awesome thing. Children's Hospital, this is what we're doing it for, guys. This is what we're doing it for. The toy drive continues here at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now, Andrew, I'm going to ask one thing.
About Pato?
I was going to say, if we have a bad run at the table, can we have forgive and forget and get our money back? Can you make that happen for us?
I don't think that's going to fly too well. I mean, I can look into it, but they might just laugh at me.
I don't think he's in charge of that. Okay. Chuck and Winkler, we'll talk to Zora Stevenson. She's joining us next, live from the Toy Drive. Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.